T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
No one killed or injured at the Unite the Right rally in Washington, D.C.
Two
people suffered serious injuries in ATV crash near K96 at I-235 in northwest Wichita.
One
person dead after shooting in south Wichita this morning outside a bar near Harry and Water. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We do have police still on the scene of a domestic violence disturbance in the 900 block of North Piatt. We also have a disturbance in the 3100 block of South Gordon in southwest Wichita. And so we're looking at a couple of those incidents where we do have police on the scene. Checking that out. That's a traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Hey, mostly
and,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, KNSS traffic is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, also in the East Harry Street Mall, or online at carlstire.com. It's the home of the $34.95 oil change. Good folks at Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely through tomorrow. 60% chance for rain today with a high of 81 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 67. Tuesday, 60% chance for rain, tomorrow's high 85. Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. Well, what's good for the goose isn't so good for the Long Island village of Brightwaters. Residents have been complaining that the geese's regular habit of leaving their droppings everywhere is becoming irritating. Sound familiar? Mayor John Valdini tells Newsday the village has gotten about a dozen complaints about Canada geese doing number two.
Uh-oh.
But he also says the village has also received calls from residents who want to protect the birds. Last week, residents discussed goose control methods with state environmental officials last week. No plan of action has yet been taken because there is none. The only way to get rid of those geese is probably to shoot them. And it sounds terrible, but we've got them in Riverside. And just keep, you know, years ago, somebody decided to feed them when their flight.
Yep, and they are never going to leave.
They're never going to leave. Now we're like Florida for them, you know.
Oh, yeah, they just stop here.
Yeah.
They've set up home.
Steve and Ted poll on our website, knssradio.com. The White House unveiled its plan for a new branch of the military called Space Force. Is this a good idea? No, it's a waste of resources, 7%. Yes, it is necessary to ensure the country's safety, 93%.
Well, that's pretty overwhelming.
93% of people are going to our website and just taking the Steve and Ted poll. If you'd like to have your feelings known, go to the website.
How about that?
KNSSradio.com and take the Steve and Ted poll. And it's hard for a Major League Baseball pitcher to throw a cut fastball with a cut finger, so St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Luke Weaver ended up sitting out his start yesterday against the Kansas City Royals in Kansas City. Weaver cut the index finger on his pitching hand in an unusual way. He was trying to get to some food in the clubhouse, ended up cutting himself, opening the aluminum foil covering one of the containers.
What?
How can you cut yourself on aluminum foil?
Boy, that's...
Trainers tried to use super glue to close the wound, but in the end...
Still couldn't get that to work.
Missed his start.
Oh.
Cardinals ended up winning the game because, of course, they were playing the Royals.
That's just bizarre.
Friday, Wall Street followed European markets lower as investors worried about the financial stability of Turkey and how it might affect the global banking system. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 196 points. The S&P 500 slid 20. The NASDAQ Composite sank 53 after rising for 8 days in a row. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted. Time for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, to bring us up to date on a new store that's coming to East Wichita. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it is official. Duluth Trading Company coming to Wichita. A new store will be built near K96 in Greenwich. Construction set to begin today. It'll be next to the Buffalo Wings and Rings restaurant. Inc. Construction past month pulled a $1.8 million building permit for a new Duluth store at Greenwich Place. That store should be open early next year. Wichita State University set a new record for research and development awards in a year. Total R&D awards in the last fiscal year totaled more than $104 million. That's $14 million more than the previous year. The increase was driven by strategic efforts to heighten the exposure of government and industry grant opportunities on the campus. And those who participated in the recent Project Wichita focus groups and surveys made one thing very clear. They're ready for change. 4 out of 5 who took the community survey say Wichita has to be willing to change to keep and attract the next generation. Project Wichita co-chair Debbie Gann says that's a call for the community to start doing things differently. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, that's interesting because, of course, the city is going to approve a budget for the year tomorrow, the city of Wichita.
Right.
And recently I talked with city manager Bob Layton, and he said basically that we have so many people like my age here in Wichita who we got a lot of great memories about the way services and swimming pools and golf courses were in the past. But, you know, times have changed and people aren't using those things anymore. And right. So that's change. And a lot of people resist that. They don't like that, you know.
Yeah, it depends on the change and how it affects me.
Right. Well,
that's what depends on whether I can support it or not.
Right.
Or not.
Well, today is Left-Handers Day. You're not a left-hander, are you?
Oh, no, I have one. One of my daughters is a lefty.
Yep.
So one of the twins is left and the other is right?
Yep, they're mirror twins.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's the same way with Mary and Jocelyn. Mary's a righty
right?
And Jocelyn's a southpaw.
Really?
And Jocelyn, being a left-hander, she's just a little bit weird, like most left-handers are, right?
That's right. Yep.
I don't mean
exactly
that.
Right.
I don't mean to be ugly, but she is. It's one of the things that makes her so lovable. She's just a little bit unusual, you know?
Yeah, who else is a left-hander?
No.
Bill Snyder.
Oh, really? I did not know that. The coach of the Wildcats, Kansas State,
you
huh?
You betcha. Yeah.
How about that? All right. Today,
old lefty.
National Left-Handers Day. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 9 o'clock, KNSS News. Big rally in D.C. There was expecting to be maybe some violence there, but it ended without incident. Tell you about that coming up at 9 o'clock here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.